Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here they come, yo. Here they come. Meow. Marks and Reese, we're back. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls in a second. In 10 minutes, the Marks and Reese text line. But Ike, we have to decide what is the worst call. And we'll start with Jack Keffer, our now assistant program director. I used to be a play-by-play for it. How high did he get, Jack? Single A?
Yeah, I think he's a single A prospect.
Oh, there you go.
Single A play-by-play, which is really like, because they're working concession stands and they're cleaning up after the game too. They really do it all. But Jack Keffer was a single A play-by-play baseball announcer. Mm-hmm. And here is his infamous call.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on and drilled. Into left center field, kiss it goodbye as this one hits the wall. Two runs will score. Trevor Crayport, another double. It's 8-1 Keys.
There you go.
Kiss this one goodbye as it hits the wall.
Off the bottom of the wall.
But not even the top of the wall. The bottom of the wall.
You understand if it's the top of the wall.
Yes.
You know, the bottom of the wall.
No. Well, I mean, the bottom of the wall is bad, but the kiss of goodbye is, it's 15 rows deep.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even close. And he didn't just, like, he said kiss of goodbye. It's not like he misread it off the bat, right? Like, he had to see what, so it hits the bottom of the wall. That's Jack Keffer.
Kiss it goodbye as this one hits the wall.
Now, he did recover. I guess. By the way, this segment is brought to you by iParkit. So we have that now. The Vikings are about to win the game in Arizona. All they have to do is hit a chip shot field goal. How many yards was the field goal? Do we know? It's like 30-some yarder?
In the 30s.
In the 30s. Mm-hmm. We heard Bob Papa of the Giants miss the – he thought on the kick that went no good for the Giants good.
Yep.
He missed it. Mm-hmm. Here is Vikings radio. Here it is.
High snap. Put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he
missed
it. Are you kidding me?
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens.
Oh, my.
He missed it right.
And that's Paul Allen, who is the longtime play-by-play voice of the Vikings, and also does as a sports talk show up there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was a good call, too. He was so ready to call a game.
High snap. Put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone!
That's no good.
Are you kidding me, Mr.
Unbelievable.
Well, I was just saying, like, he's also doing like, come on. But I've never heard like a broadcaster say that.
Yeah. Well, he couldn't believe he missed it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is before he kicked it.
Yeah, no, that wasn't the play-by-play guy. That was the analyst.
Oh, okay.
Like, play it one more time. It sounds like the analyst is like, come on.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone!
I don't know.
No, he
missed
it.
Good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
All right, so what's worse?
Yeah, I would say that Vikings miss.
Yeah, because Keffer is in single-A ball.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an actual professional play-by-play guy, and he's had some blow-ups. He's had some memorable ones, some good ones and bad ones. He had the miracle in Minneapolis,
yes,
which is obviously good. He had to deal. One of my favorites is the Brett Favre interception to cost them the NFC Championship game in New Orleans when Brett Favre ill-advised pass over the middle of the field when they were damn near in field goal range and would have won the game and gone to the Super Bowl for the first time since the 70s.
And that was Bounty Gate, right?
Yes. That's where Bounty Gate came from.
They beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, so I remember, I don't know if it was the play-by-play or the color analyst, he was just so upset with Brett for making that throw. He was upset with him for making that throw. So there's a couple of memorable Minnesota calls in there, and those are the three that I remember.
I don't remember.
I actually have it. It's in the system.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Hold on one second.
That's the line right there. He held it as long as he could.
Oh, man.
And then he realized,
awesome.
Hold on, we just lost the chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Man.
That's not a regular season game in Detroit.
Well, I mean, it's...
That's basically what he's saying. This is not a regular season game. You can't be doing that.
No, you can't. I don't think a 56-yard field goal is necessarily an easy field goal, but sure beats kicking an interception.
I think that does. Yeah, I think you would. It's not as if, that was the end of the game, towards the end of the game. So they were getting in 56-yard field goal range. It wasn't a Hail Mary attempt.
No.
That was Brett Favre being stupid.
No.
So he didn't give his kicker the opportunity to make a 56-yard
field
goal.
Totally ill-advised.
Yeah. To go to the Super Bowl, are you kidding me? We're going to run Brett Favre out of Philadelphia if you do that in the NFC Championship
game. And I don't know where Vikings radio sits in the stadium, but I mean it was relatively close.
You talking about the Arizona thing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
it was relatively close.
But some of these angles when I'm watching on TV, you're like, did that go in?
Right.
Because it'll just go inside the crossbar, but on the outside, it looks like it went outside.
The ball disappears, but you can't tell if it was in or not.
Like, was that inside the crossbar or outside?
You're looking to see where then the refs will look at each other and confirm, and then either good or no good.
Yeah.
He obviously wasn't waiting for the call.
He was waiting for that. He was ready to go, though.
It's a great call.
The Vikings, always miss that kick. It feels like you should be ready for it.
Yeah, they're 0-2 and should have won both games.
Yeah. Oh, in NFC Championship games, yeah.
Well, I mean, this year.
Oh, this year. Yes. Who was the first game?
Overtime against Cincinnati. They fumbled.
Your Bengals.
Yes. Yes. They actually didn't deserve to win that game. The Bengals
deserved
blew
to win.
That game.
Yep.
Yeah. They were up 24-10, I believe.
Yeah, they could have.
That's what made Merrill's call, the 61-yarder, so, good, is that he got it right away. You would think if it's that far away. You wouldn't want to wait for that. It was so far away.
Yeah, believe me, he waited for the officials to raise their hands.
That was pretty simultaneous.
That's the thing about when you're doing radio play-by-play, it doesn't have to be real time.
Exactly.
If you listen to Tom McGinnis do a basketball game, you can hear based on the ball going in and it being announced that he's a couple seconds behind on a lot of occasions.
Yep.
So, anyway, let's go to Ziggy. Ziggy's in Lehigh. Ziggy!
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, brother?
Not much. This Eagle chant thing. I think I kind of have an idea. The whole idea is you're going to try to envelope a whole crowd of people into a sequence so they can chant the famous chant. So the easiest way to do that is to kind of lead them into it. So I would say, if I were leading the chant, I would say, all right, everyone, follow my lead. When I push my fist high, you chant. And then I would proceed to say, on the road to victory, E-A-G-L-E-S. That way you can collect everyone.
Eagles.
But come to the end of the phrase, they know what their part
but
is.
But the problem is, Mark McMillan had no experience doing the Eagles chant. And he was just like, hey, Mark, do the Eagles chant. He's like, huh? Do we have it, Jack? See, I think what you should do is you should sing the fight song. That way you can kind of get him going.
Should I send that call to Glenn and just write it down? Say for next pregame show?
Here's why you can't do it. Because most players don't want to sing.
Right.
So it's hard enough to get them just to do that, leading a crowd in a cheer or a chant. Most players aren't like me, who's just going to grab a mic and start singing. Most of these guys...
Yeah, they're not used to it.
They're not used to doing that. And so they want to go get their interview on and move on. I think we finally figured out that they are more willing to do the E-A-G-L-E-S chant than sing the whole song.
They're just not experienced in how to start it and get everybody on the same page. Mm-hmm. And we've had some problems. I mean, we've had a number of players that screw up the spelling of the EAGLES Eagles.
But what we could do to make the players feel more comfortable with singing the song is play the song.
Right.
And have everybody sing along with it. Right? You can have Ben, our engineer. You play the song. You just don't turn it up as loud. Once we hear the music start, we all going to start singing
right.
it. And then you'll get the EAGLES chant at the end.
Yeah.
He just got to turn off Lizzo, Ben. Like, Ben's big problem. He can't
stop playing Lizzo.
Yeah, he can't turn off Lizzo.
No, but I think that's what I was saying was it gets them warmed up to where if everybody on the panel starts singing.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, all right, ready?
We get Rube to start singing it.
But I agree with you. My point is that the alumni doesn't necessarily feel comfortable doing it. So if you make him have to stand up and sing, these guys aren't going to
do that. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't do it. Would you stand up and sing?
Well, I mean, if I was the Eagles alumni, maybe.
No, just you, John Marks.
Of course I would.
In front of a crowd?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of people wouldn't do it. It's just they're not comfortable.
Right.
It's just they're not comfortable doing it.
Right. No, that's understandable.
Yeah, I mean.
They're not being brought there to sing. They're being brought there to
exactly.
to be the alumni captain.
Exactly.
And they're asked, like, can you do the pregame show? Yeah. Sure.
And not only that, you got a crowd that's yelling and screaming and cheering that can be intimidating for people right there in front of them.
Jack, you got to do a better job as the producer of the pregame show.
I'm on it.
That's all I'm saying.
Like,
there's a way to make it great, and we're going to figure it out.
All right.
Yes.
Man, way too many Eagles legends are not spelling Eagles correctly during the chant. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to the Marks and Reese text line.
The trade machine is more like a trade soap opera. Perfect timing being mid-afternoon. Slots in right after One Life to Live. Mike in Birdsboro.
Yeah.
One Life to Live still comes on?
The midday show today tried to name six soap operas. Can you name six of them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Current soap operas?
Yeah.
One Life to Live, All My Children, General Hospital, The Guiding Light. Days of Our Lives is one. Wow. See, I was strictly, my mother was an ABC soaps.
General
watcher.
Hospital.
I knew that lineup. I knew that. The only one I can't remember is the one that would come on before. It was One Life to Live. General Hospital.
General Hospital, I think, was 3 o'clock.
It's 3 o'clock. It was. And One Life to Live was 2. What's the one that came on at 1 o'clock?
I don't know.
Man.
Days
of Our Lives. One TV in the house, you was forced to watch that stuff.
Bold and the Beautiful was CBS.
Was that CBS?
I don't know.
No. I know the ABC ones. I don't. Did CBS and did NBC do soaps? I certainly didn't watch an NBC soap.
No, but the ABC was definitely, that's where you had the heavy hitters. Yeah, you did. Jack, you like soap operas?
Okay. I don't get it. Like it's just like drama in the middle of the day.
The moment we got a second TV, I didn't have to watch it anymore. Yeah.
It was bad. I mean, and the acting is so bad.
Yes,
that's what I don't get. Like everyone, all right, here's what I don't get about it. Everyone knows it's bad.
Yeah.
And everyone sits there and like watches it. Yes.
But it was, I mean, because TV back then, there weren't as many dramas. So that was the drama that you'd see. And I hate to say that they were doing it for women that weren't working that were at home, but they were doing it for women who weren't working that were at home. That's why you don't see as many today. Right?
Oh.
Yeah. That,
I think you're right.
Yeah. Because I, like.
Certainly wasn't doing it for men who were at home.
My friends in high school used to get home to watch. General Hospital. Like the group of girls would get home to 3 o'clock.
Oh man, Laura and Luke.
Well, I don't know any details of it.
You don't remember that dude? Nah. That was like the number one relationship of soap operas. Yes.
See, that's what happens when you got to sit there with the one TV. You know,
Luke
everything.
And Laura. Yeah, that was General Hospital.
Mm. GH. They'd be like, we gotta go to watch GH. All right, Jack, what's next?
What has more value, Ben Simmons or what was left over after the Hindenburg disaster? It appears to me that it's a wash. Kirk and Roslyn.
Well, at this point, I think you have to change your strategy and you got to try to make your team better. If you know you're not getting the trade that you thought you were getting before, now make your team better to try to win something.
Oh, believe me, I'm excited for the next week or two. This is just now starting to heat up.
Yep.
Yeah, this is just now starting to heat up.
Any more, Jack?
Is it safe to say now that Ben Simmons isn't a Philly guy? Alex from Ardmore.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that now.
Yes. but he's worried about the fan groups that are going to boo him outside of the training facility.
Yeah, I'm tired of the fans being lumped into this nonsense.
Man, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
This is a tough fan base. Ben Simmons was treated beyond fair by the organization and the fans. This guy's gotten years to develop.
Yes.
And these stupid videos that come out every offseason where he's shooting at the Rex at the Powell Center. He's taking shots.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. What's next?
Why are you still crying about last week? You better be worried about what's coming at you. Nobody cares about Wanda's or Chuck from Manny Young's fantasy teams. Hashtag Dallas Week. Hashtag bring the noise. Angry Al.
I like pain.
How did I know that was Angry Al? And not until he brought up Wanda and Chuck did I know it was him.
Yep.
Because he's still upset he's not in the fantasy league.
He is?
That's why he doesn't want to hear about Wanda and Chuck. And the fact that he said, why are you whining about last week? You should be worried about next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, what Cowboy fan calls the text line? But Angry Al.
Angry Al. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to set something up. I was thinking this. We're going to have to get an Angry Al against Chuck in a cage match on Monday. We're gonna have to get.
Listen, the last time we put Al in a cage match with Andy from Defra, that didn't go well for
Al. Al's lost his bite.
what we need is a Cowboy fan that has some bite.
Yeah.
That wants to take on Chuck. That wants
There's none left.
Well, there may be this week. We'll have to try to find some. We need some verbal violence on Monday. Okay. Any more, Jack?
Elliot was trying to get people to do Eagles chants at a pep rally. No wonder they only scored 11 points. Mark and Monco.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just got a point.
Yeah. No more pep rallies for Elliot. Download iParkit for the easiest parking in Center City. Use iParkit Express for 20% off your first 5 uses when you sign up. The perfect parking option for flexible work hours, hotels, and dining. Download iParkit now for the best prices at the most convenient parking garages in Center City. We'll finish up on the phones, but we have to pause very briefly to hear from Mike Reese.
Oh, just briefly. Hey, the NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, wants you to get the most out of every play. And that's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. Thursday night is a great opportunity to give it a try. All you have to do is bet a same game parlay bet with 3 legs or more. And if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. Who is on the docket this week to kick us off? I believe it's Carolina versus the Houston Texans. Oh, Thursday night, you got to go big with Carolina 2-0 undefeated. They got the running back who does a lot of rushing and receiving. How about total points in that game? Man, Carolina all the way in this game. Make your bets any way that you want to. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP, and there's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, you can also claim your 30-1 odds on either team to win in a Monday night game when you take on Philadelphia versus Dallas. Just sign up with promo code Ike, and if your first bet loses, you'll get up to $1,000 back in site credit. That's promo code Ike.
21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. Refund issued is now with all site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay team available for multiple sports in all states and mobile web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
B checks in and says, you're missing all my children.
All my children. That's what it was. That's the 1 o'clock show.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty good one, too. That was the Susan Lucci, Erica Kane.
And she kept – every year she would lose the Emmy. She could never win the Emmy.
She finally won it a few years ago, finally.
After
like 50 years of being on that show.
Did you guys ever hear the story about the camera crying when she won?
I could see that with him. Yes. He's a soap opera guy, too. He looks like one.
No, he didn't.
He didn't cry?
Hey, come on.
He said on the air that he cried when she won the Emmy because she had been through so much.
Susan Lucci? Erica Kane was like the number one soap actress.
Oh, yeah.
I had, no.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'm about to start naming off characters. You had, now I'm going to One Life to Live because you had the big family on One Life to Live where the wife was Vicky. I can't think of the last name. But that was like the big family.
Look at you.
Yeah.
It's great.
I want to say Vicky Bingham, but I think that's somebody I grew up with.
Might be.
You really watched a lot of these, didn't you?
Well, I just told you.
I know.
One TV in the house.
Yep.
You either look at the walls or look at the TV.
Yes. So Days of Our Lives was at 12:30 after the noon news, and then you got All My Children at 1.
So that was a half hour
show. Yeah, Days of Our Lives was a half hour show. One Life to Live at 2 and General Hospital at 3.
There you go. And and Oprah at 4.
Oprah CBS. That's ABC.
Not here she wasn't.
Oprah's ABC?
She was ABC here, yeah.
No, then she's ABC. I'm wrong.
Yeah, she was.
Oprah was CBS.
No, Sally Jesse Raphael might have been CBS, okay. And Maury. Why is Maury Povich in his 80s still doing the DNA shows?
Yeah, he got nothing else to do. I mean,
the dude's made millions and millions of dollars. Like, he's got to be the biggest miserable.
Well, I know he's not broke.
Holy crap,
he was married to Connie Chung, right?
I think he still is.
Yeah.
Herb from Northeast Philly, probably. What do you think? He's a Guiding Light fan or a general? Herb, which soap opera do you like, man?
I don't know. I like General Hospital was good, and I like the Days of Our Lives, you know. If I can't, you know.
Did you like Skinamax, too, in the Showtime After Dark?
No, I like, you know what I like?
I did.
You don't mind me saying, I like what they call porno, okay?
That's God, yes, yes. Awesome. And there was...
I mean, I kind of
You don't
set
mind
it
me saying.
Yeah. I was wondering what he was going to say after that.
Yes. And there it was. Yes.
My own fault. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers celebrating 40 years in business, 40 years of great memories. Visit marks-jewelers.com. The category I'd be also be interested in what he likes, what he was talking about. Herb. Coming up. Is Joe Giuliano?
Get us off the air, man. Get us off the air before I say something stupid.
Coming up next.
Oh, my God.
What do the Phillies do tonight? Like, they're big favorites.
Oh, they're going to get this one tonight.
Okay.
But I took the over.
Good. All right. Giulio will give you this. I don't have the patience to give you the starting lineup today. I'm sorry. I'm out. But I'll watch him tonight.
I want Herb in Northeast Philly to tell Giulio.
Giulio's coming up next. Leading off, we'll be back tomorrow. Everybody have a great night. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.